This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
All right, who's ready to party into the weekend with me?
Friday!
RSV is here and Super Don is there. And I am at Soho Expo, and I'm excited about today's show. Not like I'm normally excited about today's show, but like extra super ooga bully boogly. Big time excited.
That's pretty excited, yeah.
What other show could be oogly boogly excited but the Robert Scott Bell Show? So we got it going on today, folks. I'm telling you, man, big time, big time. Soho Expo is considered the biggest regional for the health food store industry of all the regions in America. And this morning earlier, I lectured with Dr. Rob McCuspey, who I've had on this show, a PhD nanotechnology and silver researcher. We had a great presentation for the health food store people that were there. I love it, Super Don. When I get all egghead geeky, you know, when I have a PhD speaking on the same slot with me. I'm like, dude, I could just sit back and relax and listen the whole time. But no, I had to get up halfway through and integrate the information clinically. But it was a lot of fun. And again, the idea that we can help people in this way and have science to validate it, it's so cool.
Sounds like you had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a picture to prove it.
Yes, yeah. Check out the notes, robertscottbell.com. Superdon has put out a picture of me, and there was a new slide maybe most of you haven't seen about how silver impacts the microbiome no disruption in gut ecology biodiversity. Fascinating. Which may impact something we've got to do in just a moment. Now, let me sneak preview the rest of the show already, because every year at this time, if we're live on the air that day, and that is the 1st of December for those of you listening live, it's World AIDS Day. We call it World HIV Fraud AIDS Day. And I've got the rock star of retrovirology standing by, Peter H. Duesberg, Professor Duesberg from UC Berkeley. And we're going to spend as much time as I can spend with him. And we're going to talk about, pick apart the things that they got wrong about this whole dilemma called AIDS. And I know some of you, dilemma, is that all? Well, it is a dilemma because they screwed up on what causes it. And because of that, billions of dollars have been sent down a research rat hole, never to be reclaimed, and nor has it helped anybody. It may have killed people. And we're going to get into some of the predictions about what was supposed to happen when everybody was going to die. All of Africa would be decimated. Folks, this is one you want to tell your friends. If they think they know about AIDS, they don't know a thing. Give a listen to what's coming up. And then we have Bobby Russell, who is someone that's been impacted by the fraudulent HIV test. And we're going to talk about helping him out. Maybe his case might go all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. So we got a lot to do today, but before we get there, Super D, I just want to remember our good buddy Liam Sheff, because he was a big part of these World AIDS Fraud Day episodes over the years.
Yeah, indeed he was, and you can still go on YouTube, and we have our videos up there, but Liam has his up there, and there have been several other people that have taken some of the shows that we did with Liam and have put them out there. So it's kind of cool. Every once in a while, I'll go on YouTube and I'll check out a lot of the material that Liam put up there, but those in particular you can still find on YouTube if you do a YouTube search for Liam and HIV.
Yeah, many of the episodes we've done include the rock stars of the so-called dissident movement. We were called dissidents because we, you know, basically we disagreed with the conclusions that were not rooted in real science in terms of validation about the cause of AIDS, right? We didn't deny, so we're not denialists. We didn't deny that people were dying of immune deficiency. But we did acknowledge there were those people who had weak or destroyed immune systems were really dying from the treatment for the wrong thing, which is a retrovirus never caught in the act of doing anything. But we'll get into that with Peter Duesberg today. But I want to acknowledge all those folks who have stood up against so-called scientific consensus at the risk of their careers, some at the risk of their lives, and they've taken a beating. It's like Wakefield. But Duesberg was Wakefield before Wakefield was, in the sense, the way he got pilloried, except he had tenure, so they couldn't take away his PhD or his ability to teach and do his thing at his lab at UC Berkeley. So that's coming up momentarily. Let's see, anything else in the news, Super D? I'm kind of out of touch when I go to these events.
Everybody's talking about Michael Flynn right now. Oh, big bombshell, because they're still trying to do the Russian collusion witch hunt, but yeah. We won't get into that today.
No, the only thing I will say is that he was a plant, in my opinion. He was set up so that he could be someone that could strengthen the claim that Trump colluded with Russia, when if there was any collusion with Russia, in reality, it was happening from the Clinton side of things, and that's been made much more clear with the Uranium One scandal and others. So I will put it aside for now. Again, we're not going to do political healing today. We had a great discussion yesterday with Cheryl Chumley and everyone else on board, including Bruce Nathan. That was an interesting guy, a Tenth Amendment guy running for governor of Florida. Give a listen to yesterday's archives, also available through YouTube. The one day of the week where we don't typically do a YouTube are Friday events, because I want to get out of here early enough to have a weekend, or part of a weekend. I'll be working this weekend. And in fact, speaking of the Soho Expo, we plan to be broadcasting live from CB Sciences on Sunday, plus CBD oil, loads of CBD news, and also special thanks to our friends at Natural Immunogenics at Sovereign Silver and Argentin 23. Speaking of silver, we have someone that's listening to the show that wants to know even more.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
So our question of the day is coming from someone named Bassam. B-A-S-S-A-M. What a cool name is that, huh?
All right.
Bassam. And I don't even know to ask male or female. I'm just going to assume it's a male. I am a Bassam. Okay?
Yes.
Don't know why, but
okay.
That's the way I went.
I would concur.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, dear Robert Scott Bell, I would like to ask about silver hydrosol. Well, good timing, Bassam, because it's on my mind, too, having lectured this morning about it. In recent Truth About Cancer series, you have suggested that it is the best antibiotic. Now, I always like to make a distinction here, Bassam. It's not an antibiotic. It's an antimicrobial. An antibiotic is anti-life and indiscriminate. An antimicrobial like silver in the hydrosol form is definitely antimicrobial. In other words, it'll target and eradicate bacterial species, fungal species like yeast, and, of course, viral proteins. It can bind in nature them and stop them from replicating. So it is broad spectrum as an antimicrobial, okay, just to make the distinction. Whereas antibiotics are, just like the slide you see in the picture that Super Don put up in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com, you'll see that slide shows that the silver hydrosol has no negative impact on gut ecology biodiversity, and that's key here for microbiome. It's the biodiversity, whereas the antibiotics destroy biodiversity. That's big time bad news, right? So he says, I've suffered from salmonella without fever for 6 months, so apparently somewhat asymptomatic based on what he's telling us, because it didn't appear in his stool culture for all of these months, but it came on the 6th month. So obviously something was going on, and they were testing. 6 months in, they find salmonella, okay? The 7th month, he's been treated with a drug, I assume an antibiotic of some kind, and Bassam says he's had severe symptoms, though, during all of the months. So obviously there was something going on undiagnosed in this gastrointestinal tract. Now they're pointing at the bacteria known as salmonella, okay? Now, let's see, he's now on his, I'm just catch up, and I had severe symptoms. Now I'm in my 11th month, and the symptoms of dehydration is about to reappear. Now, I don't know how he's predicting that, but clearly if you're not drinking enough water, getting enough hydration, yes, dehydration will be apparent. And the question is, why? Is there something that you can't drink enough water? Are you, like, you know, is it revulsive? Is there something going on that you're rejecting it in some way, shape, or form? I don't know. You're not telling me. But, Bassam, if there's a follow-up there, let me know. He says, I've used probiotics in the past, but nothing has happened. And here's a key point, boys and girls. When you have damage to the gut ecology, the microbiome, there's usually damage preceding it to the very lining, the home, the of the microbiome, the rainforest that has been decimated by drugs, antibiotics, etc. And that has turned it into a desert. Talk about being parched and unable to, you know, quench a thirst, right? So you put probiotics in the desert, they don't live there, they live in the rainforest, you don't have success like you should have. So we lead into the silver aloe protocol. That is the silver hydrosol with aloe vera juice. And Bassam asked, how much shall I take of the silver? And that is 1 to 2, well, 1/2 ounce to 1 ounce. And so I'd say 1 to 2 tablespoons. Just there are different ways to say it. I can also say it in the metric system, Super Don. Are you ready?
Jeez. Yeah, go ahead.
15 to 30 milliliters.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Well, I totally know.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true.
But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For a number of years now, we've been marking this day, this auspicious day known as December 1st, as World AIDS, and I call it Fraud Day. The fraud is the claims that they know what causes immune collapse when they don't. The people that do know, of course, were ostracized, sent out to pasture. But one of the guys would not have that. He didn't go out to pasture. He's maintained a stance like Copernicus, Galileo, and Ignaz Semmelweis. He's a hero of mine. I would hang out with him all the time and have him on the radio, but he'd never get anything done if that were the case. His name, Professor Dr. Peter Duesberg. Welcome back, Peter.
Well, welcome up, Robert Scott. It's a pleasure to talk to you anytime. There are some heroes besides me. I'm really not the only one. If you define a hero by one who didn't believe the HIV/AIDS hypothesis, there are a couple of others. But
it's true.
I was one who's paid probably most dearly for it.
Yes.
With my career here, but otherwise. There were some others who questioned it, and probably the numbers are growing, at least from the correspondence and letters and interest I get now.
Yes.
Even though, yeah.
Professor Duesberg, of course, UC Berkeley has been there, had tenure, thankfully, because they couldn't get rid of him when he stood against so-called science as consensus or vice versa, when they came out with what Margaret Heckler called the probable cause of AIDS, which turned out they don't even have a test to detect whatever they call the probable cause of AIDS, whether they gave the moniker HIV. And you argued in your paper that you put out there to the world and books and in many interviews. And as you said, you're not alone. There are other PhD researchers. We featured medical doctors on this show over the years that also concurred with you that to say that there are other issues at at play here that would cause a collapse of the immune system. And I always remember you saying, you know, this was the world's first slow virus, right? The idea that a virus could get in you and just kind of hang out and hang out and hang out. And then suddenly one day, slowly, insidiously up and in, you're dead. Of course, there are so many things that don't make sense about HIV even today.
Very slow virus, indeed, yeah. I mean, particularly as an epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't even get off the starting blocks for heterosexual AIDS. We should keep that in mind. It was predicted clearly by the National Academy of Sciences, by the Institute of Medicine, by the leading epidemiologists mm-hmm. from the Centers of Disease Control, that this is a sexually transmitted virus, and it would inevitably produce a heterosexual epidemic. Well, because sex is not the prerogative of homosexuals only, but the heterosexuals too, and that's still the majority, and probably biologically will have to stay the majority if it was to survive. And they didn't get it. Do you know, I ask my students here, do you know any peers of you whoever had AIDS at your age,
mm-hmm.
heterosexuals? I'm not asking for non-normative or whatever, they're subnormative risk groups, like drug users and some male homosexuals, but just where your average, where's your average all-American heterosexual couple with AIDS.
Right.
And nobody ever raised
it. They don't know anybody. And they predicted it was going to be, again, a pandemic or epidemic disaster. I remember growing up in the 80s and hearing of this new strange, scary disease, because you heard about venereal diseases, and that had been known for hundreds, if not longer, years, that really actually activated something on the organs that you use for procreation. Yet, in this case, it was silent, invisible, and we don't know when it was going to get you, although initially there were reports it was going to get you within 6 months, then a year, then 2 years. They kept extending the time frame, 5 years, 10 years. Then they had to come up with names for people who survived and didn't ever come down with what they called the AIDS manifestations, 10 years, 15, 20, 25 years and beyond. And I featured some of these people who were so diagnosed yet never utilized the medicines that were promoted to save their lives and are alive and well and thriving today.
Yeah, they called them progressors or long-time survivors.
Yes.
Even if they hadn't had a disease, they were long-term survivors like all of us mm-hmm. of something that doesn't do anything. That's what they had as a term, but nothing ever happened. Yeah.
That's right. Well, we're going to talk more about this history, how we got here, what Professor Peter Duisberg has seen that has changed, what has not, perhaps. And we'll go through an article that he published a few years back, an update on that, the prediction that it would decimate the entire continent of Africa, but what has indeed happened to the population since the time of those dire predictions. We're coming right back with more of Dr. Professor Peter Duisberg. I dubbed him years ago the rock star of retrovirology. He's all around good guy. I'm enjoying it. It's World AIDS Day. We call it World AIDS Fraud Day right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What do I know? I'm just a humble homeopath with an occasional bad attitude on radio. But I do know that Peter Duesberg is correct when he assessed all those years ago and even today maintains that the whole claims that a retrovirus was going to kill and decimate the populations of planet Earth, much less that it was the cause of an immune deficiency. He stood against the entire consensus establishment of the pharmaceutical industrial complex many years ago. And he still maintains that unless, Well, Peter, maybe he's changed his mind. We'll give him the opportunity to do that today. It is an annual tradition here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to bring on some of these very special folks to me that are have withstood a lot of assaults. In a more recent context, many of you in my audience know about Andrew Wakefield, how his last name became a verb. To be Wakefielded was to tell other doctors, do not, PhD research, do not go against consensus on the vaccine issue any way, shape, or form. We will destroy you. And many years prior to that, again, they did this to Peter Duesberg, but he's still standing, and he's still smiling, and he's still laughing, which is a real credit to his character as well. And Peter, again, any change of heart, change of mind over all these years, your stance on what you've said over the years?
On the contrary, I had some doubts initially. That's how I started. Mm-hmm. I was a certified retrovirologist. That was my career. I was the blue-eyed boy here. I got advanced in very short time to a full professor after I arrived from Germany, and I became a member of the National Academy of Sciences, and I had outstanding investigator accounts. I had everything I could dream of. And once I said, well, these retroviruses are potential something might cause cancer someday, under some conditions, but certainly not killing cells, as which would be the basis for AIDS, that they would kill T cells and B cells. That is practically impossible for these viruses. That's why we picked them as cancer viruses. They would never kill a cell. That was their lifestyle. They wouldn't kill cells. And that has yet to be proven in one single case. That's the basis for the theory that HIV mm-hmm. is the cause of AIDS, that it kills T cells and causes immune deficiency. That has yet to be proven. So 30 years and roughly, I think, $30 billion later.
Well, do you think they need another 30 years and $300 billion? Would that make the difference?
I think they wouldn't mind, because it's what Kerry Mullis always called, the Institute of Further Studies. They will never say, now it's finished.
Yes, we call it the black hole of research. Where do the funds go? I don't know, but keep sending more.
That's exactly what I do. Yeah, I mean, and it is very difficult to step back once you are in the front line and have all these grants and these privileges, and anything that's coming with you is easy, and then all of a sudden you're just studying a virus, a passenger virus that does do know nothing. You would that is a difficult way to go back to.
Yes.
So that's why even the reporters, the newspapers, and the except Scott Bell, seem to have quietly no longer, politely no longer asked questions about HIV and AIDS.
Yeah, well, we've always asked the question. I learned because as a homeopath, we looked at the body so much differently. We acknowledged the work of European researchers and doctors and you know, these people that had insight like Antoine Béchamp, Claude Bernard. These are the people that, you know, I eventually learned from. Even though they were long gone from this planet, their writings, research, and teachings, and it made sense. What the so-called AIDS virus as an HIV never made sense, although I wouldn't have known that had I not been introduced to a whole other paradigm, if you will, of how nature, in fact, would work. It would make no sense to create something like this, and as we know, and as you know in virology, how viruses indeed work, and in fact, we would acknowledge you don't have to catch a virus. They're endogenous viruses, which would mean why would they be necessarily deadly? Why would we carry viruses? Could some be communication tools? Could there be other perspectives on viruses besides being pathogenic?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, besides being just a so-called passenger, mm-hmm. why not get a free ride and have your own life? That's the virus's point of view.
Yeah. Well,
that's what they do.
Well, and look at what we've learned in the past few years, much less decades, but certainly the past few years, a grand acceleration into something known as the microbiome, which I don't know when you were going through your schooling to become a PhD, was there such a word as the microbiome?
No, they didn't have those new words yet. It was called microbiology, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So was that your starting point? You argued or you realized that it's unlikely that something that is part of your latent microbial flora, whatever, biome, would cause a fatal disease. Was that your first question.
My mentor in homeopathy, brought me to this concept of the law of the terrain and the recognition that many of these things are endogenous viruses, whether they be considered retro or not, and that they would only activate when the body was somehow impaired. And that impairment wasn't because of the virus, right? The virus was a manifestation of the impairment, right? That the body became toxic and or deficient in certain minerals that are key for normal, healthy, optimal metabolic functions and immune functions. And it was the only thing that made sense. It's like, why would this happen when we know of viruses in an acute sense? And even how to counteract them or how to get people through them fast. But to suddenly have this so-called chronic scenario that would, up one day and kill you or would be sexually transmitted and never before had this been seen. There was so much that didn't make sense. And you wrote about, the subpopulations that were hit hardest by this immune challenge. And that included the homosexuals and the lifestyles that they led in the party scene in San Francisco and New York, etc. The extreme illicit drug taking and the official FDA-approved drug prescribing by doctors for the genuine STDs they suffered from.
Right, yeah. It included, in fact, it was all there was to it. I don't ever see any good evidence that your average all-American heterosexual couple with a few dates outside marriage here and there ever gets AIDS. Nowhere.
Right, and then we have to redefine AIDS to separate it out from HIV because the big problem, and one of my good buddies who who passed away, it's just hard to believe he passed away almost a year ago or more now, Liam Sheff, another great writer, researcher, and everything that he did.
That was a big surprise to me, too. I just found out about that a week or 2 weeks ago. I never saw any advertisement why and what.
He subjected himself to dental work after having not gone through dentistry for 25 plus years, and they were doing teeth work and constant, a number of episodes, and it created such severe tinnitus and pains that he couldn't sleep, and it was ongoing months, and nothing allopathic or holistic was touching it. And it finally did him in. So it's a tragedy of a tall order.
Dental work, yes. Did he get implants?
No, nothing. Just the grinding and the drilling, all of that. He already had a hypersensitive nervous system, and I've talked about this with, all my listeners know the story.
Yeah.
Because he was a regular here on the show, and he would sometimes co-host. Sometimes he would substitute host for me. But what a brilliant mind, and, he was had an insatiable appetite to find, the facts and reveal those truths. And, we talk about a lot of the heroes out there, such as yourself, and you mentioned Carrie Mullen. We got Bauer. We got all these names are just come rolling through. A lot of them have been on this show over the years. Harvey Bialy, of course. Just an incredible history that we've been able to reveal here on the show over the years. But I bring up Liam because he brought up in very great detail the problems with the so-called HIV test itself, that whether or not HIV is real, has been isolated, you can almost put that aside for a moment, even though that's important, but say, all right, what does the test do? What does it actually detect? And if it tests positive for 70, 80, 100, 120 different things, what is it really telling you? How is it real? And then as you saw in House of Numbers, the Brently Young, the young filmmaker that put the documentary together, suddenly you found by he going to some of the big names within the construct of the HIV equals AIDS, and they acknowledge the frailty of their own testing, the inaccuracy, the things that where you have a test, a medical test with no standard, how can it be valid for anything?
That was my second argument against the whole thing. The virus is never found, not ever was found. In fact, the whole scandal you reported on, the Gallows scandal.
Yes, Gallows.
The missed appropriation of the virus speaks to itself. Gallo is not that incompetent. He had 50 postdocs in his lab when I was there. They could have found a virus that is causing a fatal disease. It must be there at a certain level of concentration in order to kill you. You're not dying from a virus that you can't see. And he had been unable to isolate it from 50 or 100 patients, he had to get it through the mail, as we say, from Montagnier.
Montagnier, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And even then, the test, what is the test based on? When you say your bio is positive, what it really measures in almost all cases is antibody against the virus.
Against which virus still is the question, though, because it's cross-reactive.
That makes it further complicated. But even if this test were the best and most direct and most specific you can get, mm-hmm. in some cases it may even be. If you have antibody against the virus, you're not going to get the disease. since Edward Jenner,
yes.
in 1792, not 1972, 1792, 200 years ago, he invented or discovered the principle of vaccination. Once the body makes antibodies to a virus or to another microbe, but virus is more efficient than anything else, that virus will never get into a cell again because an antibody molecule will hang on its coat, literally on its coat. And that the cell won't take it up. It can't take it up anymore. The cellular receptors are not able to accommodate an antibody.
Well,
this is why vaccines have been the only and most definitive protection and prevention of disease and even cures of disease by yourself.
Professor Duesberg, the controversy there, of course, is that even if you have antibodies, for instance, to the chickenpox, right, which you may have acquired as a child or now they vaccinate for, you're still vulnerable to that virus when the shingles rears its ugly head. And I want to talk about that with you, the complexity of the immune system beyond antibodies, but also how the era of HIV turned immunology on its head. Not for the better, for the worse. We're going to talk about that. Professor Peter Duesberg is my guest. We're back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the
the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
So in my studies of the immune system, Professor Duesberg, of course, I come at it from, as I mentioned to you, the law of the terrain concept, right? So the idea of vaccination to me is controversial as a homeopath because I didn't allow them near my children with those shots. Not because I picket against antibodies. I have nothing against antibodies, really. But the way they elicit it with the toxic injections that bypass normal ways our immune system interacts with the world to elicit that immune response, to me is very dangerous, so that maybe even if they're successful, you can identify it because your antibodies were elicited into reality. But to me, I liken it like this. If you, for instance, are given a pair of binoculars so you can see a train coming down the tracks an extra 10 miles away, but your immune system is tied down to the tracks because of the toxic heavy metals that are in it, for instance, what good will the binoculars be except to say, hey, look, there comes the virus. I see it coming. And you can't get up off the tracks. So the idea of eliciting antibody response, I got nothing against that. But the way they do it, I think, is so damaging to the body, the human immune system, that the cost is too great, considering that I have other mechanisms by which I can stimulate immunity. Does that make sense?
That would definitely make sense. But I would distinguish between vaccinations by live attenuated microbes, viruses, and artificially injecting synthetic proteins or artificially denatured proteins for fear of an infection in the first place. So the natural infection, like the polio vaccine, you essentially swallow a cube of sugar with a attenuated strain of virus that causes a natural infection, even though at a time when you didn't expect it or wanted it, perhaps. But because it's attenuated, the dose is controlled, and pulse, presumably you get it at a good time. It's typically asymptomatic. You have no symptoms or maybe a bit diarrhea for a day, and that's it. That's the natural thing. But if you inject like they do now with the papilloma virus, presumably leave.
That's a mess. Absolute mess, yeah. And, of course, putting it on a sugar cube is immunosuppressive, ironically, you know, because we know that sugar, but the idea of naturally acquired infection, I agree. Quite different, especially as you're going through the oral mucosa, the GI tract. This is the way we would normally interact with these things. And, you know, when I heard there were measles and chickenpox in the neighborhood, I got my kids over to get that done fast, in a hurry,
That's the perfect way of doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Of course, make sure that the kids are in good shape when they go there.
Yes.
Not that they have a fever and a cold and the diarrhea and,
They're chronically wrecked with allergies and everything. And, of course, they ignore these chronic ailments and immune dysfunction when they inject these things. I'm with you, Professor Duesberg, and I think it's great to have this discussion so we make the nuance, because, you know, it's easy to just hear a word and think you mean something, and it's so important to get beyond that to the real meaning. And that's why I love having you on to where we can go that. It is World AIDS Day. I call it World AIDS Fraud Day because, the pharmaceutical industry and those who benefit and profit from it handsomely don't want to have the discussion that Professor Duesberg has been having since the beginning and we're continuing to do here, because it's very awkward when you point out the inconsistencies in their claims and their statements, which is why these people won't come on the show and talk to me about these inconsistencies, because they'll blow a gasket and they start yelling and screaming and go ad hominem, which is the first evidence that they have no argument. But they're making a lot of money as long as people don't look at it and ask these very awkward questions, and then they'll get answers they don't like.
And the worst thing, the worst consequences of the virus AIDS epidemic is what they call their failure to make a vaccine against it. The only thing they ever detect is a vaccine, is the antibody.
Mm-hmm.
And that, instead of acknowledging that, they say we have to now make some antiviral drugs to protect you. And these drugs are nothing else but DNA chain terminator. Exactly the same drugs that were developed in the 60s and 70s and ever since now as anti-cancer drugs, designed for the sole purpose of killing growing cells. These drugs like AZT, which was the first one approved, I think, for HIV/AIDS, is still now in all of these cocktails, is one or three or four cocktails in one shot, in one pill or whatever it is. And they're all DNA chain terminators or inhibiting protein synthesis. Each one of these processes is inevitably...
It's vital for life.
It kills cells.
So it's indiscriminate
when you have a
again.
When you have a cancer that's going to kill you predictably anyway, and you try to use these things, it's sort of a differential killing.
Yeah, Professor Duesberg, I apologize, we're out of time. Will you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
This is great news. Dr. Professor Peter Duesberg is my guest. He's going to stick around to open up hour two with us, and we've got more to discuss on this World AIDS Fraud Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.